going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. We were just talking about the Bigfoot days, which is going on in Estes Park this weekend. Then we get this text, 303-22-ALICE with the text line. Thank you for talking about my event this weekend in Estes Park. I love listening to you guys every morning on my long drive. So we thought we'd call and just see what the Bigfoot event's about.
How is it their event?
I don't know.
Maybe they are. Maybe Bigfoot just texted us.
I don't know. It's Kaylee. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi. We just discovered your event.
Yes, it's going to be so amazing. It's so much fun. And you're right. There's a ton of people dressed up as Bigfoot walking around.
Do they also run in those outfits? That seems like that's a little steamy. A little steamy to me.
Well, there's actually, for the 5K, there's going to be somebody running and everybody's going to be chasing a Bigfoot. So,
oh my God, that's funny.
No.
Yeah.
Does most of the people that attend the event, do they believe in Bigfoot?
Oh yeah, it's a really big deal. There's like people that are coming from like Bigfoot shows that are like famous stars that people are like super big fans of.
So yeah, because somebody mentioned Expedition Bigfoot on Discovery Channel, and so I guess those people are going to be there.
No kidding.
Yeah, they'll be there, and they have a big fan base, so this is like a big deal. People like fly in for this event.
Wow.
Jamie, I've never heard about this. How long has this been going on?
For years now. I don't even know.
Where have we been? We've just not been a part of the Bigfoot community.
Yeah. Well, you've never even been to Estes Park.
I've never been.
Yeah, that's a shame, BJ.
That is a shame.
This would be a certain draw for me to go up there for Bigfoot. I'd run over to Ranky Brothers, get myself a gorilla suit, and I'm there.
Yeah, right?
You should.
Although gorillas are different than Bigfoot.
Well, they are, but that's the closest I can come to it.
That's okay. It'll fit in.
As long as it's big and hairy. Who cares, right?
And now, can everybody get into the park, or do they need a reservation to get into the park?
So they need tickets to the barbecue. That's tomorrow. But the event is free. It's open to the public. So it's from 10 to 4 on Saturday, and anybody can come.
And then how do they get tickets to the barbecue?
On our website.
Which is?
TheEventsInEstes.com.
Okay. EventsInEstes.com. Perfect. Yeah.
When you call it a Bigfoot barbecue, I feel like you're barbecuing one of those Bigfoot creatures.
I do too. like he's on a rotisserie.
Yeah. I mean, you should call it like Bigfoot's chicken barbecue or something. You know? Because I feel like you're cooking one of those creatures.
It's all about it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy. It's good to talk to you, Kaylee. And thank you for listening
to
our show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I've listened for years. So thank you so much.
Now, is it sold out or does it sell out every week? Or every year?
It does sell out. The barbecue sells out, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like get those tickets, right?
Yeah.
Because that's on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. So again,
thank you guys.
It's Estes Events. Is that what you said? EstesEvents.com or something?
Events in Estes.
Somebody said the barbecue is already sold out.
No kidding.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. The barbecue is sold out.
Well,
yeah.
Then why are we?
You know, I swear, Jamie and I, we should put together the BJ and Jamie Bigfoot bus next year.
Yeah, we will do
and
that.
Go to the event.
You should.
We should.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. We'll plan that.
Yeah, that would be a blast.
That would be so cool. And then all these people dressed up as Bigfoot hanging out the windows.
Yes.
Do you dress up?
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a Bigfoot suit in my office, actually.
Well, that's hot.
That's
really
hot.
Yeah, yeah, that furry thing you keep
in
your
office.
Have you
ever met Shmadel?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you guys are furries.
All
thanks,
right,
Kaylee.
This is where we have to go.
Yeah,
this
is
where
we always seem to cross the line somewhere.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kaylee.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll
thank
see.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Big furry convention going on up there at Estes Park, right?
Shmadel.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I simply mentioned it just a few minutes ago in passing. Nuggets do play tonight, game 3, playing the Clippers. And the NFL draft is tonight, too. Broncos, they choose number 20. Now, what are you working on over there?
Oh, I'm just going to do the briefing for the Douglas County Sheriff's Department today.
Really? What? A briefing, are you?
Yeah, so, Deborah Takahara, remember the lady that made those horrible airbags?
Yeah, Takahara.
Yeah, she said, if you want to come to the briefing today, you could just run it if you want. So I'm practicing going, all right, Billy, what are we working on today?
So you get to announce the meth busts all that?
Hey, Jim, are you over there at the school crossing? Because people love it when they're coming out of school drop-off and they're speeding.
I don't think they cover school crossings.
No, they do, because I just saw next door.
No, I mean in the briefings.
Because I just saw next door somebody's bitching about, why do they set up a speed trap right by the school after I drop off my kid?
I know, it's so messed up.
Well, come on, it's kids!
It's kids!
But it's just...
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. What do you mean it's messed up?
Because everybody actually is going after this person going, they set it up because people like you are speeding.
Yeah.
And kids are walking to school.
It makes a lot of sense.
So I'm working on like some of my scenarios, or scenarios as I like to call it.
The scenario.
Yeah. So.
You mean like the announcements, the burglaries, and who got popped, who's in the county jail.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just working on all that, you know.
Sid got busted. He's running some type of bookie shop or something.
Yeah, somebody stole a library book.
Gambling.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope
that works out for you. Maybe that's your new calling.
Yeah, I think so.
Show up around town at various police departments and do the briefing for
them. Just do their briefing?
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'm going to be good at it.
All right. What time is the briefing today?
I don't know. She didn't tell me the time yet, but I'll let you know.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. I got to tell you, these facial aesthetics tickets for tonight's big party is hotter than a Bigfoot barbecue.
Yes.
Well, they're hot.
Was that
they're
transition?
All hot.
I like it. I like
Bigfoot
this.
Barbecue.
I like this
get
segment.
It hotter than.
Yeah.
Sold out show.
Here's the deal. You only have until 10 a.m. We left a couple of spots open just for today, and you have 10 a.m. to register at alice1059.com. Again, it's at Facial Aesthetics. We're doing a whole girls night out tonight from 5 to 7, so you have to be available to be there from 5 to 7. Facial treatments, all this stuff,
Man, party kicks off at 5.
Yep.
You and the ladies all over there. 30 people, along with other people that work there, facial aesthetics. That's going to be a blowout tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know what? Between that and, oh my gosh, I'm getting now, you remember yesterday I was getting ads for flip-flops?
Because of the shoe wall.
Yeah, it was just covering my feet. Well, now Jennifer Aniston is telling me I need to do P-Volve.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Who's P-Volve?
P-Volve is this new workout.
Oh, I thought it was some dude.
No. It's this new workout. It's called P-Volve.
P-Volve? How do you spell that?
P-V-O-L-V-E. Like Volve. P-V-O-L-V-E.
What exactly is that?
It's some workout, and she's like, she told me it was going to change my life. And you know how wall yoga worked out for me. So this P-Volve will be
next. Are you sure it's P-V-O?
Yeah.
L-V-E?
Yep. Uh-huh.
It's low impact fitness.
Yeah, low impact.
Oh, I like low impact.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
me too.
I'm a big fan of low impact.
Me too.
Yeah.
So my goal is to get Jennifer Aniston's arms. Have you seen her arms?
No.
Oh my God.
No, I haven't.
They are incredible.
She's ripped.
Yeah, she's
tuned.
Oh, yeah.
All tuned up, huh?
Yeah, so that's my goal. And she said that she got her arms from Evolve.
No kidding. And they have a place here in town?
They have one in Denver, yeah.
No
yeah,
kidding.
So, I think that's my next goal.
Hey, Spindle, can you look and see how much it costs to be bald?
Yeah, I'll check that out.
I want to be bald.
Or you can buy the home yeah. kit. You can do it at yeah. home.
I want extremely low impact. Do they have that one?
Well, you can buy all the equipment, and it's like $500.
Oh, they have equipment?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can either buy the equipment or go to the gym. I feel like if you go to the gym, it holds you accountable.
And you get instruction with it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that maybe if you have it at home, it works better.
I don't think I do that.
Yeah.
I think then a Real Housewives comes on, and I sit down and think I'll do it later.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then,
to each his own, I guess.
Yeah. I think going there and being pavald.
Yeah.
Because I want those arms. I mean, you know how sexy it is with women with ripped and shredded arms.
Why are we just finding out about Pavald?
Because I just started getting the ads.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, she's not been promoting this before. I've never heard of this before.
Dude, Pavald is not cheap.
Oh, how much is it?
It starts at $179 for 8 sessions per month.
8 sessions? That's pretty good, actually. That's not bad.
That's like 20 bucks.
25, yeah.
And you get instruction with it, so it's like having a personal trainer, kind of.
And my arms are going to look like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 20 bucks, it's worth that.
Yeah, I guess if you compare like a personal trainer to this.
What about the equipment? What's that run you back?
That's a different.
Yeah, it's $4.95.
$4.95 for the equipment.
For the at-home
what exactly
equipment.
Is the equipment? Is it a machine?
It's stretchy. It's those stretch
resistance
bands.
Oh balls. Man,
let's all get Pavald.
Like yeah, let's. I'm telling. Don't you want to be like Hot Girl Summer again?
Are you asking me if I want to be Hot Girl Summer?
Like, do you have any goals for your fitness?
No.
You don't?
No, not really. No, low impact. I like that statement though.
Because I was just telling Carson, I was looking outside in the parking lot, and I go. Man, everybody's so, and I'm one of them. That's why I'm going to be pavolved. But I said, man, everybody's so out of shape in our parking lot. Everybody is waddling to the door. It's just because we're at the 11th floor and I can see down at the parking lot. I'm like, everybody's just like, oh, it seems like it's just so hard for them to get to their car to the front door.
Yeah, I kind of like living in a, you know, a fat zip code.
in a water world?
I do. I live in a neighborhood that's really fat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I like it. Well, there's no judging.
When
everybody is overweight, there's no judging
that's
people.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so I like it.
Well, that's goals.
Yeah, Pavald hasn't hit my hood yet. I can look around and tell. Yeah.
God.
I'll let you know what it does,
okay,
though.
All right.
Probably take a few years.
Yeah, right.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game,
You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DJ and Jamie.
I feel sorry for Prince Harry.
Why?
I'm watching a video from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They went to New York. He and Markle.
Yeah.
And they pull up in a limo. And there's like five or six people outside the limo when they pull up. And they're calling him the spare, by the way. Oh. The car pulls up. Door opens up. They both get out. Markle on one side. Prince on the other side. Everybody rushes to Markle. Gives her a big hug. You know, greeting her. Poor old Harry just standing there by himself.
Really? Because usually people gravitate to him over
you
her.
You would think.
Yeah.
It's all shifted, Jamie. He's now the spare tire.
Really?
It's
maybe
bad.
Those are her friends or something. Yeah.
He needs to go back to the UK.
He does.
He really does.
I agree
he
with that.
He needs to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
He's not appreciated.
He's not. No.
Even Markle. Yeah. Now, you know, does she realize she's famous because of him?
Well, she was famous from Suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's more famous because
for
of
sure.
this.
Yeah, for
the,
sure.
Marrying the prince is what made her famous. And now she's the top billing wherever they go.
It's all that jam.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Carson, you're part of the problem.
Because you love her.
You love her and you don't like Prince.
She's just a classy lady.
I feel so bad for Harry.
You know, I tried to watch her shows on Netflix, whatever those were called. And I got through 1.5. It was so boring. It was literally the most boring television I've ever seen in my life.
Come on. I'm fascinated by beekeeping. I'm getting into beekeeping because of her.
Jamie, when I watch this video, I'll bet your boyfriends are like this. You know, when you go places, like everybody gravitates to you and your boyfriends are just spares.
No, I never have a quiet boyfriend.
You don't?
No.
No.
No, they're always outgoing.
No. I mean people gravitating to, you know, when you walk into a room, like he just kind of like, oh boy, Jamie gets all the, Jamie gets all the hoopla. Here I am.
Jealous.
I'm just a wallflower, you know, hanging out with Jamie White.
Yeah, that's how it goes down.
I mean, that's
time.
The way Lisa feels around me.
Oh, I'm sure.
When we go places. Like, we'll walk into the Texas Roadhouse, and man, oh man, those servers, they offer me rolls so fast. They'll come over with those rolls. Hey, BJ, here's your rolls.
Because it looks like you haven't missed a meal.
Listen, it's got nothing to do with that. I'm just saying.
And she's fit.
They come to me with the rolls first for a reason.
Well, they're never going to offer her carbs. She's fit.
Yeah, she turns it down. She's like, nah, I'm good.
I mean, yeah, that's why.
I never really looked at it like that. They're so fast for those rolls. I barely get out of my car. They've got rolls on my hood.
They're just ready?
Yeah, they're ready to go. I just assumed it was because I'm BJ.
Oh, so weird. That's it.
So tonight, yes. Broncos choose number 20. Don't know who we're going to get. A lot of speculation out there. Also, you know, with Travis Hunter, you got Shador. They all get drafted tonight, so it's a big night for these guys.
I was watching the draft report, if you will, and it was funny because the Paytons were on, and they basically said, I felt kind of bad for the, they basically said the same player that's number 11 is also number 20, 25. They're the same.
Yeah.
They're just as good.
Like skill level wise, everything.
I was listening to a report yesterday, and this person supposedly is really good at the draft. I don't know how you're that. But he was saying that once you get past number 7 tonight, once the 7th pick is done, everybody else is all chopped liver. They're pretty much the same players.
Yeah.
It's a gamble either way, right?
And here's my theory, and this is just my theory. I think they already know. I think Shador and I think Hunter already know where they're going. I mean, not them, like, mentally, I hope so. I think that they've already talked to Deion. The teams have already talked to Deion. They've already worked out, like, a deal, and they know where they're going.
I would say that they have a good idea.
I think they know.
Yeah. I think they have a good idea.
I think everybody has inside scoops on everything. You know?
Well, especially those top five picks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think
now, once you get down to like in the teens or whatever, then they might not know. But I think I'm with Jamie on this.
Yeah,
I think
know.
The Travis Hunters, I think that, Shador, I think all those guys have a real good idea who's picking them.
Well, yeah, because Deion's in the game, right?
Yeah.
Like he's already connected to everybody. So they already know where they're going.
Yeah, they got the inside
scoop. So let's just see how good of actors they are. Because they already know where they're going.
Like how surprised they
are. So, oh, my God.
Oh, is that my phone ringing?
Yeah. So we'll just see.
I like how they call them and they're just sitting there.
Yeah, I know. Just waiting. So we'll just see what kind of acting they have. What kind of abilities they
have.
Okay,
I like that game.
Because they know.
All right. The other thing is the Avalanche lost last night.
Yeah, what
lost,
happened?
That's bad.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Captain Crunch is back
or whatever. Whoa.
Captain Crunch?
Hey.
Yeah.
Captain Landeskog made his comeback. It was electric. I mean, I've never heard Ball Arena that loud chanting, Landy,
Colorado
Landy,
loves that
Landy.
Guy.
Well, they might, but Landeskog didn't win the game for us, did he?
Landeskog.
Landeskog.
Huh?
Captain
Landeskog.
Crunch is his
yeah,
name.
Yeah, Captain Crunch. I'm with Jamie. Landeskog didn't win.
I call him Captain Suck It.
Yeah. We're better off without him.
The one of the best things I've ever seen, though, Rantanen, the guy that used to play for us, Landeskog, first shift, just gets him in the back and knocks him into the board.
Right.
And the crowd,
yeah, but how'd that work out?
Yeah, stop. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
How'd that icing on that cake taste?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, had to spit that out, didn't you?
Yeah. It was a bad
how ball. Embarrassing to come back as a captain and lose.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's not, yeah, it's not what he would have scripted out.
Captain Loser Pants.
Yeah, Landeskog. All right, then the other game is the Nuggets tonight. They're playing the Clippers in Los Angeles. That's game three. They're tied 1-1.
Oh, they're tied? Okay.
Tied up.
It's an important game. If they, it's not going to be good.
Is what?
If they lose, it's not going to be good. It's an important game.
Thank you, yeah. Shmadel.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ. Jamie Morning Show. The Pope's funeral is Saturday morning, 1:30 in the morning, our time. Then the smoke will fly on Sunday.
They're saying they're keeping the Vatican open 24 hours.
You know.
Because 20,000 people want to see him.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. A lot of people going through there. I guess people are taking pictures. They're not real happy with that.
Well, selfies.
Can't blame them. Yeah, selfie.
That is,
you know,
awful.
Yeah, I took pictures with my mom when she passed
you
away.
You did?
Yeah.
Oof.
I did. I took pictures of her passed away when she passed away.
Yeah.
And also at the funeral. Yeah,
wow.
I did. I don't look at them very much, but I did take pictures. I think some people do. Some people don't.
But that's also your mom. Showing up.
Yeah.
It'd be easier to take pictures of the Pope than it would my mom.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I don't.
Yeah, the Pope. I mean, he's just a Pope. I mean, he just lied there. So, but anyway, they're taking pictures. I think they're going to have a hard time picking the next one. I think the criteria's changed a bit.
Well, I also heard they're in debt, or I guess they have financial crisis.
I'm hearing
too.
They got a lot of problems at the Vatican.
Yeah,
it's its own city, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it walled off?
Yeah, it's walled
its own
to wall.
It's got its own like zip code and everything.
It's got its everything. Yep.
Its own Circle K.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It's got it all, right?
Yep. Vatican City.
Yeah. So they start to smoke on Sunday. Now, how does that work? Now, the white smoke, black smoke.
It's black smoke, and then when it goes white,
that's
right?
When they pick somebody,
yeah,
right?
That's when the decision's made.
Who was my guy again? Who did I pick?
What was his name? Larry? No.
Yeah, Larry Luger.
I don't remember who you picked. I remember my guy.
Yeah.
Was the would be the first African American Pope.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember I picked him.
What was your guy's
name? Cardinal Frito-Lay.
Oh, Frito-Lay.
Yeah. Frito-Lay. Yeah. That's right. Corn chip guy.
What was my guy's name?
I don't remember.
Matt Zuppi.
Who?
Matt Zuppi.
Yeah. Somebody had Kevin. Yeah.
Oh,
was it there, Kevin?
I had Cardinal Tagle.
Okay, you got Tagle.
Yeah.
We got to write these down, folks.
I got Matt Zuppi.
We've got money on this. I know it seems sacrilegious to be betting
it
on a Pope.
It doesn't, really.
But
it doesn't,
not really.
It seems fine. These guys are all alive.
I think when you're this far away from it,
yeah, well,
it's okay.
I've been there, but
we're in Colorado.
No, thank you.
I get it.
Really?
Yeah.
We are?
I'm just saying.
Wow.
When you're this
I
far
no
away,
idea.
It doesn't feel so bad.
Well, you're Catholic, so I'm Baptist, so I don't care at all. But
Matt, no, I'm not Catholic.
But you pretend like you are.
Well, my
wife.
Family is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, my wife, kid.
Yeah.
All
I mean,
that.
Sometimes you go.
I know more about it now.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Anyway, Matt Zuppi's my guy.
Who?
Matt Zuppi.
Guppy?
Zuppy with a Z. Yeah.
All right, so Jamie's got Guppy. Yeah. I've got the African-American guy.
Mbongo Besunga is the African-American guy.
What's his name again?
Fridolin Mbongo Besunga.
Besunga. Oh, I don't remember him. I'm picking him, though.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, I think they're going to have a hard time picking the next pope, though. I think the criteria has changed. All of them have different beliefs, and none of them line up right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I bet they'll find one. I'm not too worried.
Yeah. Well, all right. Don't you have to be like 95 or something
to
be a pope?
Almost
they
dead.
Do that on purpose so, so they don't last long.
Exactly.
Right?
Quick changeover.
In case they don't like them.
Maybe bad decision. Yeah. Don't worry. He'll be gone in 3 years. It's all good.
Now
right?
This feels bad.
Yeah, it does. We're not that far away, are we?
No, we are not.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.